On Thursday, add this to your list of reasons to be grateful. Your Thanksgiving meal won't cost as much as it did last year. Marilyn Giwax is a senior business editor at NPR. And Marilyn, tell us, Thanksgiving will be cheaper.
Yes, that's what the American Farm Bureau Federation is showing in its annual price survey. For 31 years, it's been doing this. They get volunteer shoppers to go around the country. They look at all the different prices, and they use a really traditional Thanksgiving meal with enough for 10 people. And here's what they serve.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, bread stuffing, sweet potatoes, good so far, rolls, butter, cranberries, a veggie tray, pumpkin pie, whipped cream, coffee, and milk.
So, and tell us what they found, because it looks like a dinner for 10 came out to just under $50. Last year, it was just over $50. Not a big difference, really.
That's right. But it's down, and, you know, that's good. Anytime prices fall, it's kind of good for shoppers. And the big change this year, really what caused that drop was the 30-cent per turkey drop for that's a 16-pound turkey. And also, milk is down. Milk's at the lowest level since 2009.
Really, Marilyn, do we know what's causing that?
Well, there are lots of different factors, but really there's just been overproduction, and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they compile a consumer price index. So overall, the CPI, the consumer price index, is up 1.6% for the past year. But food itself has really been depressed.
Okay, so it is good news. It's a little bit cheaper than last year. But I'm looking at that $50 number for a Thanksgiving meal for 10 people. It does sound low. I know everybody's on a different budget. Don't most of us spend more for Thanksgiving?
Yes, we are Americans, so we will also buy ice cream and apple pie and chocolates, and I'll want to get a bottle of wine. And all of that does drive up that price, but that's what's good about this 1986 traditional thing, because you can actually compare a sweet potato to a sweet potato. There's no trends in all of that. So you can see, actually, when you compare this over time, food prices have held really steady over the last 30 years. If you adjust it for inflation, they really haven't gone up. But it's fair to mention, too, that over that same period of time, wages haven't gone up.
Yeah. But Marilyn, I bet if you asked people if they felt like their grocery bills are higher than normal, they would find it hard to believe that food isn't more expensive these days.
Well, Peter, I think we have to look at our waistlines for that one. You know,
no,
the truth
please.
Is, don't look down. The truth is that over the last three decades, people have been eating more. We really aren't eating the same things we were eating in 1986. So when you really look at statistics about what we weigh, in the mid-1980s, the average man was 181 pounds. Now the average is 196 pounds. So we do. What we call a feast now is just bigger than what we used to call a feast. But there's something else in here that's kind of interesting about why you might feel like you're spending too much. The Natural Resources Defense Council says that this year we'll probably throw away more than 200 million pounds of turkey, because people also just sort of overspend. We buy too much. So they're encouraging people to just really plan that menu and cut back, just buy a little less and go for a little more of a walk.
Marilyn, you started with some good news here about the price of food, and then we took a turn for the worst, unfortunately. Marilyn Giwax, Talkin' Turkey, senior business editor with NPR. Thanks, Marilyn.
You're welcome.